Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10 past 8. Now, we are all set for an election on the 12th of December, but South Cambridgeshire MP Heidi Allen says she won't be standing after all. We are now joined in the studio by Chris Rand, our political commentator. You're here to sort of help us unpick it all. Thank you so much for coming in. I know it's very early for you.
Pleasure.
So, let's talk about this. So, Heidi Allen, as we know, she's sort of changed who she's with party-wise quite a bit. The ink is hardly dry on her Lib Dem application form. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, yeah, I mean, we should probably put to bed straight away this, you know, all the cheap shots about, yeah, oh, she has more parties than anything, you know, that sort of stuff. Because, like many, many other MPs in this parliament, she left her party, she went independent, and then, like, some of them moved, usually to the Liberal Democrats, I think entirely to the Liberal Democrats. In the middle, she put together a grouping, or was part of a put together a grouping of independent MPs called Change UK. So it is easy to say, oh, she's had five different parties or something. She hasn't really. She's just gone from the Conservatives to the Liberal Democrats via independent, being an independent MP, and that was it. It's unfortunate now how it's happened, of course, because the Liberal Democrats in South Cambridgeshire had their candidate Ian Solomon, who then, you know, did the sensible thing and the decent, honourable thing, as they say, and stepped aside for Heidi when she joined the Liberal Democrats. Of course, you know, very quickly now, suddenly he's back again. And that's unfortunate, and they wouldn't have wanted it like that. And, I'm sure it looks a bit disorganised.
So it looks like Ian is going to stand now once more for the Lib Dems.
Now, the thing is, it's happened like this because part of the reason Heidi has decided to step down is to do with joining the Lib Dems, because, you know, she didn't think that the abuse and the toxic atmosphere surrounding politics at the moment generally and what she was getting could get any worse. But when she joined the Lib Dems, it did.
So it has stepped up, because at first glance you could say, well, it's not good. But she was getting this abuse for some time. I remember you were there too.
Yeah.
The hustings at the last election, 2017. Mm. And I remember having a discussion with the landlord in Barrington where the hustings was taking place. And like, who's the big guy? And I thought it was a bouncer belonging to the pub.
Yeah.
But it turned out it was a protection officer assigned to Heidi.
Yeah.
And this is, in rural South Cambridgeshire politics, you just don't expect that.
And I have a small insight into some of the threats and things she's been getting. But she says that, nobody really knows how bad it is because she doesn't reveal it all. But it really is horrible. The police have been involved, and I think believe someone's been prosecuted, but it just keeps coming and it gets worse and worse. And I think it's a tragedy that it's actually driven someone out of politics, because it's not so much, I think she would say, the people that are being driven out of politics, but the people that are going to be dissuaded from joining politics because of it. And this is all just come about in the last couple of years, I think, really, and it's appalling, it really is. And I think there were a couple of incidents last week that just were the straw that broke the camel's back for Heidi, and she just said, I can't do this anymore. I had a really good life before I was an MP, and I can go back to that as well. She ran a very successful small company, which her husband Phil's taken over, she's got a decent life. She never had to be an MP. I think, it's everybody's loss, to be honest, whatever your politics.
So what do you think this does then to the potential result in South Cambridgeshire specifically? It was, under Andrew Lansley, a hefty Tory majority. I think Heidi Allen might even have increased that by a few percentage points.
Heidi Allen did increase it, yeah. And then she increased it again in 2017. So, she's... And South Cambridgeshire which, for anybody who doesn't know, is the constituency which covers all of the south of Cambridge to the edge of the county, all of the west to the edge of the county, and quite a bit of the north of Cambridge. So we virtually surround it.
And Queen Edith's within and the city Queen of Edith's Cambridge as well. We have to mention
which,
that.
Which Heidi Allen always called her little bit of the city. You know, it's under Andrew Lansley and indeed Heidi, it's, you know, been a very unexciting place to be an elector because, you know, the result was always a foregone conclusion. I was quite open in the last election. It was only at the last minute I suddenly realised, actually, my vote could count for something. I voted for Simon, the Green candidate, to help him save his deposit because that was, you know, the only way I could think of making my vote count.
What does this do to the potential result then for South Cams? Where are we going to be?
Obviously, we've had 2018 council elections to take into account. The Liberal Democrats, you know, swept everywhere in South Cambridgeshire to everybody's surprise, apart from their own, I believe. and so, you know, the constituency has shown that it will vote Liberal Democrat. So, you know, maybe something could change. Who knows? The Conservatives certainly, you know, do have to work at it, and I know they are working at it very hard. They probably needed something extra, and I think the recognition factor of Heidi Allen suddenly made that so. The bookies certainly had it close, so they still had the Conservatives as favourite to win. Now Heidi's not there, they're going to lose that recognition factor again. So, you know, Ian Solomon looks like a very good candidate for the Liberal Democrats, but he doesn't have that advantage. So it's going to be hard work for the Liberal Democrats to get close. And then, of course, we mustn't forget that Dan Grieve for Labour was second last time, not third, and a very strong second.
And he's going to be standing again, isn't he?
He's just been elected to stand again. Yeah, he's delighted about that. Yeah, they have a good Labour has a good base, particularly in Camborne, and you know, he will certainly be fighting strongly. But yeah, you have to say that the Conservative candidate Anthony Brown, who was selected a few months ago, you know, must be you know, strong favourite.
Yeah, in Cambridge itself. Of Cambridge City, Daniel Zeichner, he must be pleased. I noticed he didn't vote for the election. He says he'll always go with what the people of Cambridge want. Well, and apparently we didn't want an election, so that was his.
I don't know how he managed to work that one out, but good for him. I mean,
is he going to be boosted by the fact there'll be none of those pesky students around to vote for the Lib Dems?
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, who knows? The thing about the student vote that people aren't making a lot of is the fact that at least the Labour Party and possibly the Lib Dems as well are very reliant on students for campaigning, and that's the big thing. So if students weren't there, or if it's the end of term when they've got exams in some universities, not here I don't think, then, you know, they're not around to campaign, and that can make a big difference. It's not so much the vote, because I think they say something like 70% of students vote at home, I believe. It's, you know, not in the where they're at university.
Right, so maybe too much is maybe being made of it.
Well, I think it will have an impact, but it might not be in the ways that people think.
And Cambridge, which way do you think Cambridge City is going to go? Will Rod Cantrell pick it up for the Lib Dems?
Certainly the bookies seem to think it's close, and the Lib Dems are releasing some, you know, their surveys showing that it's going to be close. But Daniel's majority was huge at the last election. I mean, way more than he or anyone expected.
Because we might have called it the Lib Dem Labour marginal, at least.
Absolutely.
over the last 20 years.
2015, there was only 600 votes in it. And then by last time, there was, you know, five-figure majority, which was incredible. I think that must represent a high watermark, and it's going to be a lot closer this time. But again, they do only appear to be, you know, two real candidates in it for first place.
Other MP on our patch is Lucy Fraser for South East Cams, Conservative. Prisons Minister, I think, as well, at the moment. Shoo-in, surely, for her.
Well, again, you know, who knows? The Liberal Democrats have a strong candidate and are very organised in the area, and I know they're pouring in a lot of campaigning resources, so they're hopeful for it. Many people have said about Heidi Allen, wrongly, that, she's been moving because she's just, you know, only cares about her job and doesn't care about anything else. Well, exactly the opposite. Lucy Fraser proves that. If Heidi Allen had only been interested in keeping her job, she'd have just put her head down, voted with the government on everything, and she'd still be a Conservative MP. She wouldn't have had half the abuse she's got. And Lucy Fraser proves that. She's a very steady career moving upwards, just saying yes to everything.
Right.
And, you know, like it or not, that's the way to do it in politics.
You were actually in Parliament yesterday?
Monday, yes.
Can you give us a little idea just What is it like there at the moment?
Well, it's amazing. I don't if you've never been on the trip round, I thoroughly recommend it. You can just go on a trip in the morning round the House of Commons and the House of Lords, and it's really interesting. If you organise it through your MP, it's free, and honestly, it must be one of the best things to do in London. It's so it was so interesting just to stand in the chambers and look around and everything like that. And then, yeah, fortunately, managed to get a ticket on Monday afternoon to watch all the goings on, which meant I got to see all five main party leaders say something. They're very different in real life, listening to them. Quite disappointing, I thought, to be honest, in most. Johnson has an amazing charisma when he just talks. The everybody listens, the place lights up. He doesn't say anything of substance, as we all know, but he comes over, in real life, he really does come over. Jeremy Corbyn, the other way round, I think he comes over quite reasonably well when he's campaigning on the TV, but in the chamber he was quite uninspiring. So it was very interesting. To sit there in the public gallery and sit through the debates and everything is harder work than you think. I mean, it's not comfortable. There's these tiny little pews you're crammed up into and you can't get out, and I was like there for 6 hours and I had a headache at the end. No drink or anything like that, and it was just but a great experience. Again, you can organise you can actually just queue up and get into the public gallery, or if it's a busy day, you should organise a ticket through your MP. They ticket busy days. In fact, like Wednesdays for Prime Minister's questions, I believe, are booked up about a year in advance. But, if there looks like there's going to be an exciting day and it's at short notice, which is what happened on Monday, they wouldn't have had people queuing up for tickets in advance. So that was great. So, again, just got a ticket through my MP, and anybody can do that. I thoroughly recommend it if you're interested.
Excellent.
It's a fascinating thing to do.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, a note from Sarah. She says her son George and herself did the Commons and Lords tour, and I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. And the House of Lords is beautiful. It really is. It's a similar sized chamber, but it's rather than having a speaker's chair at one end, it has a throne for the Queen. It's amazing.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. I guess with what's happening around us, we should possibly issue with a key fob.
Retainer on you, please.
delighted to come in and let's see how it goes.
Yeah, thanks very
thank
much.
You.
Pleasure. Commentator Chris Rann. It's 8:21. Cambridge One.